Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
L'expression « a week is a long time in politics » was attributed to Labour's Harold Pipe-Smoking Wilson back in the 60s, and it's never been truer than this week. As they also say, you couldn't make it up. What a lot of red faces, or perhaps ghostly white ones, the decline and fall of so many. And that includes former Cultural Minister of France, and I'm only talking about what he's done to his face. So let's move on to happier thoughts, because we have St. Valentine's at the weekend, which means overpriced flowers and fattening chocolates, or paying an arm and a leg to go to a restaurant. But no, I said happier thoughts. How about exercising your arms and legs instead, in a fairly unusual way? By going for a nighttime ramble. February takes a bit of guts, but you can choose how much you do. The main thing is to turn up at the Halle au Grain in Lectoure on Saturday afternoon, and it's for all ages, so no excuses. At 4, there's La Marche, the walk, which can be 5K, 11 or 16. Obviously, there will be refreshments when you stagger back or before you walk, if you like to walk on a full stomach, provided by Frère Poulet. Or at 7, you can set off on a designated trail, also 5, 11 or 16K, but the added ingredient is to be able to do it with a loved one. No questions asked, it will be dark after all, so who knows who will be with whom. Then for the younger ones, aged between 4 and 12, they've staggered the distance from half a K to 1.5, according to your age. And that starts at 6. If you are an ado and have managed to get out of bed, I'm talking to the 12 to 15 year olds, then you can do a 3K course at 6:30. It's great exercise, will do your dopamine levels a lot of good, and it might all end up in a big smooch, if you're lucky. But please get there by 4:30 to sign up. 2 days earlier, Lectoure may be awash with tears, because that's what happens to lots of people who've seen the film Hamlet. You can see it there on Thursday at 3. This is the reimagined story behind the writing of the play Hamlet, Maggie O'Farrell's novel about a young couple in the 16th century who fall in love, get married, despite fierce opposition, have children, and then tragedy strikes. Not wanting to give any more away, though we have mentioned it before. Of course, the man of the couple is not just anybody, as you will have surmised. It's beautiful to look at, and the leading actors Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal are perfect, and bound for the BAFTAs and Oscars very shortly, as is the little boy who plays their son Hamlet, his name Jacoby Juppé. His older brother Noah is also in the film, as well as in The Night Manager, which I did finish watching, because Hugh Laurie makes a fabulous villain, quite apart from being a charming wit, musician, etc., etc. A chap who honed the perfect American accent way before it was fashionable for Brits to do so. Who would have imagined that this was the same person who played the very stupid George, Prince of Wales, in Blackadder. As an addendum, if you want a quick restorative laugh, watch some of the Blackadder clips on YouTube. Hilarious. And also try to see an inspirational film, which is up for the awards, called I Swear, which stars Robert Aramayo, about whom you're going to hear a lot, playing a real person, John Davidson, who has Tourette's syndrome, and who, thanks to the kindness of a few individuals who gave him the time of day, became a mentor to others, explaining to the unsympathetic world that sudden swearing is a condition, not a frame of mind. See you next time, when we talk about all the exhibitions that are opening this spring in Paris and across France. And let's hope by then the dust of this week would have settled.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Bye for now.
www.dfm930.com.